Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
My next guest is a talented musician with a best-selling song entitled Make America Great Again. And Joy Villa knows how to make a statement. Boy, she shocked many in Hollywood when she arrived at the Grammys earlier this year and she was wearing that now iconic dress that had the words Make America Great Again, the president's slogan on them. And boy, she got a lot of attention for that. She is also now named on President Trump's campaign advisory board. And joining me now is Joy Villa. Joy, great to have you here on the show.
Hi, Rita. Great to be on. It's a pleasure. I'm here in sunny D.C. right now.
Look at you. And I'm sure that you're working on a lot of stuff with the Trump team. What does it mean to be on the campaign advisory board? Is this gearing up for re-election?
You know, it's two parts. The first part is making all the good work known that the president is doing. You know, like he gave a speech a couple weeks ago at the UN in New York City, and that was widely regarded as one of the best speeches that many officials had seen, including the president and prime minister of Israel. He said in his 30 years, he'd never seen a better speech. So letting people know about that, doing the real news, you know, I anchored the real news at Trump Tower headquarters and representing the president in media and on a day-to-day basis and everything that I do. And also the second part is gearing up for 2020, campaign trail, re-election time.
What about also the midterms? Because, of course, that's right around the corner. It's still, of course,
oh, yes.
You know, it feels like it's going to be coming up. I mean, they're already mentioning it.
Oh, yeah. Midterms is going to be a huge focus right now. You know, we're definitely gearing up for that. Things are already underway. And I think you're going to see a lot of surprisingly good things come out of the president's mouth, you know, and speeches coming up and events. He's definitely focused on the American people and on bringing America together. So I think we're going to have a great midterm election as well.
And everybody, we are talking to singer Joy Villa. You know, Joy, I think about when you came out there at the Grammys. It was one of those moments because, of course, so many people in Hollywood have been so anti-Trump. What made you say, I'm going to walk out there with this dress and you're this beautiful woman. You come out there, you've got this big slogan, Make America Great Again. What was it like from your side watching the photographers and everybody did their jaw drop?
Yes. Well, you know, I decided to do it. Andre Soriano is the dress designer. He's been my Grammys designer for many years. He's an amazing pro-Trump. He is a gay Filipino immigrant. So I always say your typical Trump supporter profile, right?
Right.
In San Diego, nonetheless. But him and I, we cried. We called each other. We watched the inauguration. We were so happy when Trump got elected. But then we saw the Women's March, and Madonna was saying she wanted to blow up the White House, and they were using that platform to call the president a Nazi, just disgusting stuff. We said, let's do something aesthetic and beautiful, and let's come out in support of the president. So that was the motivation behind the dress. And to also showcase our love for country and to show that it's a unity message. We can make America great again together. And we have to respect our president. You know, you may disagree with some of his policies and whatnot, but to just call for violence is never the right solution. So for us, it was really a message of hope and peace and love and understanding. And I'm proud to say that I'm able to talk to people every day. I get fan letters from 13-year-old, 16-year-old conservatives who say, I was getting bullied at school, but now I listen to your music and I see your pictures. And, you know, I feel like there's someone in Hollywood who's pro-Trump. And everyone feels better when they feel like they're not alone. So for me, I've had a huge amount of fans come out and show me that I'm also not alone, which is very, very amazing.
And everybody, we are talking to musician Joy Villa. She has best-selling music, including a song entitled, appropriately as you're hearing her stance, Make America Great Again. She's also on the Trump campaign advisory board.
Yeah.
I love the message of unity because I do think it's so important. There are many people in the media and elsewhere who just, this president can do nothing right in their mind.
Yeah.
And Hollywood really epitomizes it in so many ways. I mean, I've seen in so many of the different award ceremonies, even since the Grammys, have become so politicized. How tough has it been, though, for you in Hollywood, on the other hand?
Well, it's absolutely disgusting, Rita. You know, there's so groupthink mentality. You know, that you can't think different, you can't act different, you can't even, you know, be different. You have to think like they think, and it's very oppressive. It's a very oppressive atmosphere for conservatives, for Christians, for people of differing faiths and walks of life, or who support the president, support American values, support, you know, traditional family values. You're really looked at as a freak. And so most conservatives stay quiet, stay silent. And for a long time, I was really confused. And I said, well, I have to play this game. I want to make it in Hollywood. And then I said, you know, I need to stop. I just got so beat up being out there. And now, you know, speaking my truth and supporting the president and getting to talk to people every day saying, listen, don't listen to the news. You need to find out for yourself. Look for yourself the real qualities of our president and what he's doing for America. And I talk to people on a day-to-day basis and they say, wow, I never knew that. You're right. Thank you for telling me. So part of my passion now is to spread the qualities of what is really going on in America. I don't believe we're a racist nation. I believe we're moving forward together in unity. But there are certain, you know, forces that like to divide. And it's a very small amount of people who are unhappy and dividing it. But unfortunately, they have the loudest voices. And in Hollywood, they control the voices.
Now let's go to the sports world. And everybody, we're talking to musician, very talented singer, Joy Villa. And Joy, the sports world this week, it was wild to see just so many of them taking a knee. We're also talking about, you know, coaches, owners, also even two anthem singers, two of the national anthem singers actually that after they sang the anthem. What do you think? Your mother is African American and Native, and also Native American, and your dad Italian.
Right.
What are your thoughts when you see this?
Well, as a woman, as an American, as a woman of color, and as a singer-songwriter, first I have to say that when I get the chance to sing the national anthem, it is such a great honor. That song is just, I cry. I tear up when I hear that song.
It's and by the way, Joy, I want you to know, me too, I get so emotional, and I have such respect for this country and for the flag. Right. I get so emotional about it.
It's so beautiful, isn't it? And it's such a, it's an anthem for resilience, you know, and American values. And so for me, it would never cross my mind to disrespect that. So for the singers, it's absolutely disrespectful. And for the athletes, now we're talking about the NFL, right, which is composed of about 75 to 80% black athletes with 85% white fans. So it's not a racist nation. And whatever they're trying to draw attention to is not working. These black athletes who are multimillionaires should be giving money to causes like prison reform, should be working on education, you know, getting black families off of welfare and back into owning businesses and getting their self-respect back. So for me as a woman of color, I see this as a complete disrespect of actually African Americans in the community and of American values as a whole. I'm against what they're doing, and the NFL should apologize for allowing this travesty and allowing sports to be politicized in such a manner.
What would you say to the players that are kneeling and others that are kneeling? And now it's gone on to where it's also, you know, members of city council, a number of people, members of Congress.
I would say they need to remember that America is built on unity and qualities of traditional values and joining together. And if you want to really help, you need to put solutions out there, not just kneel on a TV screen when you're a multimillionaire, you're an athlete, you're a member of Congress, whatever you do, and you've got, you know, the world is your stage. You could be utilizing your voice and your stance, your opinion, to actually help the black community, as opposed to just getting attention on TV and letting something go viral on social media. It's very selfish. It's very disrespectful to the nation, and it's not helping anybody.
Where do you see this headed? Because now a number of athletes, of course, have been kneeling. It seems that since the president drew attention to it, and of course, he had some very strong words about it, but since then it's really escalated. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better, because this is a trending topic, and I think anyone who wants to be anyone will use this to get attention. And it's not really about helping the black community. It's not really about helping anyone, and that's why I take issue with it. I would love for the attention to go to solutions, you know, prison reform, education reform, to really seeing, you know, black communities flourish and prosper, rather than just other people getting attention for an issue that they're not even attached to. So I see it getting worse, unfortunately, because the media is going to make a mess about it. But I also see other patriots standing up. There's a lot of black conservatives who are talking, you know, against it, like Larry Elder. There's a lot of people who are like me or pro-Trump who are saying this is disrespect. So I feel like it's going to embolden other patriots to stand up and support the president at the same time.
You seem to be saying that the athletes and some of them are hypocrites in your mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they're hypocrites. And I feel like they need to respect the nation. They are paid to play. So you're also paid according to the NFL rules. You have to stand for the flag. So bringing this nonsense into sports of all places is completely disrespectful. Now, if they want to do it on their own time, if you want to tweet or show an Instagram photo of you kneeling at your own time and place, I can't talk bad about that. You have your First Amendment right. But this, you are hired to represent America in sports. You need to represent America, and you need to represent it well, not this division. I mean, we had players that went over to the UK, and they stood for the UK national anthem, yet they kneeled for the American anthem. What sort of message is that sending to the rest of the world?
Well, Joy Villa, great to have you here on the show, and look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you so much, Rita. It's been a pleasure. God bless you.
Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.